Well, thank you, Gentry, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the In Touch show on WCCI, In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m. And today we're joined by Brian Termail, Vice President of Public Affairs with the Associated General Contractors of America. This is part two of a three-part conversation. And the other day, Brian, we were talking about the need for workers in the construction industry. You talked about some strategies being put in place, and the latest is an effort to recruit more women and people of color into the workforce to accomplish a couple of things.
That's right. And by the way, thanks for having me back. It's always great to be on with you, Brian. One of the challenges, so we talked last time about how the construction industry is struggling to find enough workers. And one of the reasons that it's so tough to find workers is that as an industry, we've done frankly, a bad job of finding ways to recruit women and Black Americans into the construction industry. So women are 50% of the workforce, yet they're only 11% of the construction workforce. Black Americans are about 13% of the total U.S. workforce, but they're only 7% of the men and women who work in construction. So we're never going to solve workforce shortages, Brian, in construction if we don't find a way to successfully recruit more women and more Black Americans into the construction industry. So we've got a number of programs in place that are really designed to counter kind of years of misperceptions about what construction is, to get more women and then to get more Black Americans into the industry. Happy to talk about that.
Well, and when you talk about recruiting, I think we're thinking of like a poster saying, I want you, but what are some of the strategies? What are some of the efforts that are happening?
Yeah, we're not printing posters anymore, but we're doing the kind of the digital equivalent of that. So we've got where anyone has access to the technology that allows you to target who you want to reach online with recruiting, not, you know, for specific jobs, but just kind of overall messaging and recruiting into the construction industry. So we work with a lot of our chapters and member companies around the country to run what we call targeted digital advertising campaigns. Basically means we're running ads on social media, we're running ads online, we're running ads, you know, when you do like a Google search term, when you get those kind of the ads, the answers that pop up on the top of the list that are sponsored, that's all targeted digital advertising. And we're working to identify more, you know, and target women and target Black Americans and many other folks, underemployed people who took some career and technical education classes in high school but are now working at a coffee shop or something. To really try and recruit them into the industry. And what we like about the digital advertising is, let's say you're on your phone and you get an ad about a high-paying career in construction, and you click on it because you think, oh, shucks, you know, I'd like to make some good money. I like that idea. I like the idea of building things and being outside. And then you go home and you open up your phone. That phone then syncs up with your Wi-Fi router, and everyone in your household starts seeing those ads, which is important for us because where construction typically gets clobbered on the recruiting side is at that kitchen table when junior or juniette comes home and says to mom and dad or aunt and uncle, whoever their caregivers are, hey, I want to work in construction. And they say, heck no, you're going to go to college and get an office job. But now when they have those conversations, mom and dad or that caregiver might say, huh, you know, it's funny, I've been seeing a lot of ads about how much money you can make in construction, how it pays better than the average job in the United States, how you can work your way up the ladder pretty quickly, how you don't need to accumulate a bunch of college debt to work in construction. And the hope is that those kitchen table conversations will go better for us, particularly, and, you know, look, I'm the father of two daughters. I understand that some of the challenges, but when the daughter comes home, or the niece comes home and says, I want to work in construction, and the dad or the uncle says, oh, I don't know, you know, that's a man's job. We want to sort of counter those perceptions and really get people to understand that that's not true anymore, at least, and that there are incredible opportunities for women in this industry.
And I know just as a consumer out there, you know, watching television and seeing online stuff, you're seeing that effort to say, hey, the trades are an option. Please consider them and don't dismiss them quickly.
Yeah, one of the challenges is, and it was like a lot of things in our country, well-intended with bad impacts, is that about 40 years ago, we as a nation decided that as we transitioned from an industrial economy to kind of a post-industrial economy, that we needed to tell everyone that the path to success in the U.S. is through college and getting an office job. And for some, it is the path to success. For a lot of others, it's not necessarily the path to success. And if we only highlight one path, and we don't talk about the other path to success in life, then anyone who doesn't feel comfortable with that one path, college, office job, starts thinking that they're a failure instead of a success. So we need to lay out multiple options for people who are thinking about, you know, where they're going to go with their career, and let them choose the option that makes the most sense for them. And frankly, doing that, not only will get more people into high-paying construction careers, but we'll probably go a long way to kind of reducing those high dropout rates that you see, particularly in some of the sort of, you know, underperforming rural and inner city high school districts in the country. And again, you know, we've got to find a way to get more women into construction. And we think getting them the right messaging and helping them and their families understand the benefits of career in construction are important. But just as important as getting them into the industry, we also need to do a better job of keeping everyone in the industry, including women and Black Americans, which is why we've got our culture of care program that we've put in place and that we've got hundreds of construction firms using around the country. It's basically a curriculum that we give to construction companies that covers everything from, hey, don't put the pinup calendar in the job site trailer because it's offensive to the people we're trying to recruit, to, hey, how do you get to a place where you hire someone, they make a mistake, and instead of chewing them out, you actually have a conversation, you teach them how to do it right so they don't feel like I'm out of here. So we're really working on the, yes, we want to put water in the bucket, Brian, but we also want to make sure the bucket isn't filled with holes, which is why we're working on the retention side of the conversation as well.
Well, as we close today, Brian, I know we've got one more conversation to come that we'll share with the listeners, but any final thoughts today, and do you have a general preview of what we'll wrap up with in our next talk?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to think a lot about, you know, as we talk next time about where the industry is going and how do we get more people into these careers. But I would just say to your listeners out there, I would hope that as you're thinking about your career options, whether you're just getting into the job market or whether you've been in it for a while and don't like kind of where things are going with your career, think about construction. There are so many different types of skills needed. If you like to be outside, there are outside jobs. If you like to work in front of a computer, we got plenty of jobs in front of a computer. If you like to do accounting, marketing, HR, payroll, we got those positions. And if you like to work with drones, if you like to work with robots, if you like to do programming, we got plenty of positions in the industry for you to consider.
Well, Brian, sounds great. Always a pleasure to talk with you. We'll wrap up this topic in our next conversation, and we'll look forward to that talk very soon.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.